Taylor Watch. Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, y'all.
As this is in your ears, we will be en route to Miami. Welcome to Miami.
A Benito a Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on all night. On a beach to the break of dawn. I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
I'm so excited. I needed that. I needed that moment just there. So excited. So yes, think of us. Think of me.
When
think of me fondly on the plane to Miami.
Is that a song?
This is a Phantom of the Opera for my Phantom of the Opera heads out there. But yes, well, we are currently on our way to Miami for night one. Very excited, but of course we really are in New York. It's Wednesday, and we're excited. Gia, first things first. Still have no idea what I'm wearing.
Okay,
which is tough. I have 100 different options of things to like
piece
together.
I feel like you should send me stuff, and like I can help.
I might
you
have to do that.
Put things together, maybe.
One of the things that I purchased, this like green, that like green tube top and pants thing.
Okay,
maybe the worst quality fabric I've ever gotten in my life. I put it on, and I almost sent you a photo just to like laugh. But I don't even want a photo of myself.
Is it from Amazon?
Yes, it may as well be tissue paper. But it like it's the ugliest. I've never looked uglier. Like
damn.
I was like, my body is disgusting in this outfit. Like it was
too tight.
So it's like it's tight in the wrong places and it's like the thin material just like highlights like you could like see my cellulite through it. I was like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, I
like,
feel
get
like
out.
With those type of like loose pants, they're very much hit or miss in the waist
That's
area
what it
for
is.
Me.
The waist area. The waist area and the hip area for me specifically. It was just an absolute nightmare.
What
so
about
that's
the
out.
Blue?
The blue is arriving today.
Okay.
A lot of things are arriving today. So that's also my issue.
Same here
is
with
that
me.
We got to be lucky because hopefully everything arrives. And like I said, I have bits and pieces of other things that I still might put all together. But tonight I will be able to figure out finally what I'm wearing. Obviously have to.
Because I feel like
I'm
you
also
should...
getting a spray tan.
Oh, fuck. I know. I was thinking about that. I think I'm just going to self-tan.
Oh, that's
because
smart.
I
did that last time, but I wasn't tan enough. So I need to spray tan.
I have, like,
time.
This, like, it's, like, the Bondi, like, fucking, like, darkest dark.
That good shit?
Yeah. It's good.
I have a one that I love. I got from some TikTok thing where it's, like, you know, you give them your hair color, your eye color, and whatever.
Yeah, I've heard of
and
that
they make
brand.
It. I did it for your sister's wedding, and I did. That was good, but I wasn't that tan, honestly. I just needed, like, a little bit of a glow. And I was lazy to get a spray tan. I also think I'm going to do press-on nails.
I'm doing press-ons for sure.
I'm trying to...
I
had gels on my nails, and then I ripped them off right before surviving Barstool. Mm-hmm. And it just... My nails are in the worst state they've ever been.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to let them grow out a little bit, and they just keep breaking, which is fine. So I'm just trying to like leave them alone.
Yeah.
So press-ons for sure.
I'm doing press-ons too.
Yeah.
I got like gold sparkly ones and black
Cutie.
Ones. So I'm going to like mix and match.
Ooh, love.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a medley. I have a bunch of... You know what I have actually is a lot of Harry Potter themed ones.
Ooh.
Which is LOL. So we'll have to see. I might throw some of those on. I also have like a, they look like a French manicure, but instead of filled in all the way at the top, it's like a triangle around. It's interesting. And they're cuter than I'm describing.
Yeah.
But they're very cute. But I might take a little stop to Sephora after work.
Ooh.
Just to see what they've got.
See
they've
what
got
they
a lot
got.
Of Glamnetics over there at Sephora.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Know if you know.
That's true.
And
I'm a huge fan of the press-on nails.
Me like, too. I feel me like... too. Well, they've come a long way.
Yeah, they have.
Are,
it used to be
are
awful.
Not, people are not lying when they say that. I think Taylor might use press-ons because she.
She always has like intricate details.
She's got funky. Not always, but whenever she has long nails, I think they're press-ons because usually when she's doing the shows and stuff, her nails are short. She's playing guitar and she's doing whatever.
Right.
So I think when she's out and about on the town, her nails are long. I spy a press-on.
I like that.
That reason
relatable but, queen
yeah relatable queen yeah. We love her and
I still
and she's,
have my wedding nails I still have the nail polish
oh
my
wow
nails
that's crazy that's
just
crazy.
Wedding,
that's
yeah,
a
so
long time ago
my mom literally texted me after I posted a TikTok and was like please go to the nail salon
listen sometimes you gotta bad nails are I would rather go bare nails than chipped nails I can't do a chipped nail
yeah I just don't care enough
I know
and
I
just,
yeah
it's bad
I care
I
a lot.
Should care,
I care
though.
A lot for myself because otherwise I stare at it and I'm like what the hell
yeah
but yeah so we're very excited right on the horizon, pumped up.
Yeah.
Our girl, though, in the days leading up to her return to the stage, she's been soaking it all up, doing everything that she can, and has now officially infiltrated all corners of the sports world, pretty much. She and Travis went to the Yankees-Guardians game, the game one on Monday, I believe it was?
Yeah, Monday.
Right after we recorded.
Yeah.
So, and they had a wonderful time, it seems. They were in a suite. And
yeah, and they were with that comedian. I forget his name. Oh God, I always forget his name. That they were with. He's super funny. He's the one.
Jared
that,
Carmichael.
Yeah, yeah. Jared Carmichael.
I didn't. I think of him as an actor. I don't think of him as a comedian.
Really?
He was in Poor Things with Emma Stone.
Is he not a stand-up comedian?
I think
though?
He actually might be. Yeah. Now that you mentioned it, I completely forgot because I know him as like an actor more.
I think he is, but he's really funny. I know
American comedian and actor. Okay. So I guess he is comedian first. But,
he went on Jimmy.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny. Yeah. He was like, Taylor Swift's my best friend. I may not be hers, but she's mine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which is incredible. We love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he was there. They've hung out before too. One other time there was a bunch of photos of them together at like a dinner or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that. She's there. They went obviously because Travis is from Cleveland area and the Cleveland Guardians were the ones playing the Yankees, but I personally loved that, number one, neither of them wore any like team gear, which I thought was kind of funny.
Thank God.
But Taylor is cheering for the Yankees.
Yeah, she was totally cheering for the Yankees.
She was excited for them, which we love that. We love a New York girlie. Welcome to New York, bitch.
It's hard not to go to Yankee Stadium and not root for the Yankees.
Yeah, of course. Like, of course. It's fun.
The atmosphere. It's a playoff game.
It's the best. Yeah. Yankees are great. So they're crushing it right now, and I hope that I hope they shut down Cleveland's throat for my own personal reasons. And I think that they're doing a great job.
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
They've got Tay Voodoo on their side.
Totally.
So we
love that. She looked cute. She was in a little bit of like an incognito outfit. I think she was wearing Travis's shirt.
It was a Gucci shirt, right?
Like a Taylor's. I think Taylor's. It was like a Louis Vuitton, men's shirt.
Oh, then it must have been.
So I think it was Travis.
Or maybe she's just wearing men's.
But yeah, maybe right? Like, isn't that such a Travis shirt?
Yeah, it totally.
And it has
is.
Like a gold built-in like chain on it.
I love it actually, and with her with this blazer over
top.
Yeah,
it's very cute.
From the Row, of course, $3,000 blazer. Yeah. God, shit I can't buy.
Literally.
Bag is even more. Her bag is a Louis Vuitton. So she might have gotten a couple like. So if she's wearing a Louis Vuitton shirt and. Like pretty much matching bag.
Yeah.
I still think very much that they get like, it's like, hey, I'm going to be in New York at this time. Can you send over like a rack of clothes for us to pick from for like a couple of outings?
I
very much, that's usually how like stylists work and things work. Cause Taylor, I don't think Taylor is out here shopping. Like she's not, I never see her like shopping in the store with bags.
Yeah, I don't think
finds.
It's possible
like,
for
I'm
her
sure
to
she
go.
Keeps all the stuff or like puts it somewhere at the very least. But something's going on with that. But I think you could be right about that.
I don't know. It's just like, I've never seen her wear like men's specific clothing. So I don't know if it's just a new thing she wanted to try, but yeah, and it definitely looks like something Travis would wear.
It absolutely does. Well, we'll just have to wait and see if ever he wears it, which would be so funny if he did. Imagine the world.
That would be
People
funny.
People would freak the fuck out. But wait, speaking of Taylor Swift styled, I have her book just to show everybody. Look how beautiful.
Beautiful. Show
gold.
It has the gold edging. It's beautiful.
So, so pretty. Fashion through the eras. Sarah Chappelle, I believe,
is how you pronounce
her last name.
I thought that it was like
I'm sorry, Sarah, if that's not.
Sorry, I'm like totally talking over you.
No, it's okay.
I thought that it was like a breakdown of all of her outfits. Like this is her outfit from here, but like kind of like a fashion book almost.
Oh, no, it is. But it is kind of. It's like every award show. She has a lot of paparazzi photos.
Yeah, but I guess I thought.
And then she talks about everything that she's wearing. Like, yeah, no, it is that. That's pretty much
but
what
I,
it is.
I guess I didn't realize it was more of like a storybook.
Like
you know, there's a lot
her.
Of writing in it.
There's
you know?
A ton of it, yeah, because it's
like
talking
I thought
about,
it was just going to be more like here's this outfit from 2008, and she's wearing this, isn't that?
Oh no,
you know?
No. Well, she does that, but it's in a storytelling way. Like this one's when you're fresh off a breakup, there's nothing better than attending the Met Gala in a sparkly mini and some saucy knee-high wrap stiletto boots. This night went down in history as one of the most chaotic for Taylor fans. Bleached hair, black cherry lipstick, and in general, I don't give a fuck energy. So she describes what was going on at the time,
then I like
that. In detail the outfit, and like a little bit of what was like I said what was happening at the time and then she's got all of her tour looks and even Eras Tour as well. It goes all the way up until
Eras Tour,
right? It goes even let's see the she has a from the vault
like
it goes all the way
TV,
up to the Eras Tour all of her outfits there. There's also I was shocked by how recent one of the photos was not just Eras, it was like a paparazzi photo that I was like holy shit that was so recent.
I don't know.
I can't find it right now. But anyway, regardless, it's fantastic. The back of it, I'll just read the back. It says, for Taylor Swift, Fashion and music go hand in hand. Each plays a powerful role in shaping the narrative of this generation's most prolific storyteller. Red lipstick isn't just a makeup choice. It's the emblem of an era. A miniskirt isn't simply part of a cute outfit. It's a suit of armor. From cowboy boots to teetering heels, fairy tale dresses to bleach-tinned tresses, love, the many memorable moments and the many memorable moments in between. Taylor Swift's style tells the fashion story of every single Taylor Swift album, tracing Swift's musical evolution along with her ever-changing personal style. From red carpet looks to streetwear to store tour costumes. Sorry, tongue twister. Sarah Chappelle of the successful Instagram account and blog Taylor Swift Style has spent more than a decade documenting Swift's fashion choices and exploring the subtext underlying each ensemble. And there's a little more to it, but this is I think this is awesome. I think that I've been following her personally for a really long time. We talk about her all the time on this show.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, every bit of fashion information that I get on Taylor Swift, I go straight to Sarah. Like, she's so good. She works so hard on it. And I remember when she announced that she was putting out this book, like, what, like a year ago, eight months ago, something crazy like that. And finally it's arrived. So, and she's doing a little mini book tour right now, which I think most of it's like sold out at this point. Mm. But yeah, the books are everywhere. Barnes & Noble, et cetera, et cetera.
I have a copy myself. Yeah, I got it from Amazon.
Fabulous. Mine came from, I pre-ordered it a while ago. And yeah, I'm just proud. We're just proud of
congrats,
Swifties.
Sarah. It's huge.
Swifties doing hard work, and it's a really interesting, like, it's a really interesting book.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
Just, you know, if you're interested in Taylor Swift's fashion, or, you know, we obviously talk about how sometimes we think her outfits are trying to send us messages or tell stories or whatever, and it just kind of dives into stuff like that too, which is just super fun.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It's really cool.
Congrats.
So congrats. Big congrats to her.
Speaking of books,
after
her little coupled up night at Yankee Stadium, she just randomly decides to drop, hey, I'm coming out with a Eras Tour book and the anthology on vinyl.
The anthology
finally.
We've been waiting. Yeah. I'm so excited about this.
So excited.
I woke up Tuesday morning and it was like a special announcement from Taylor Swift on GMA. I almost died. I was like, what the fuck? And then, It was the Eras Tour book. It's like a 297-page book full of like all of Taylor's thoughts and all of her outfits and everything, how she feels about the songs and, you know, stats of the tour. And I think it's absolutely tremendous. Also, something to note that it's self-published. She did not use a major publisher.
Yeah, which
Taylor
is huge.
Taylor Swift Productions or Taylor Swift like
publications.
Books, publications.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love.
Love. And she also did her movie on her own too, like didn't use a distributor or whatever.
Are you seeing the conversations online about how, I have a soft line to book people on Twitter. Like I have more book stuff on TikTok because I talk about books or whatever, but there was a point in my life where I was following a lot of authors and I was following a lot of like publishers and things like that. You know, I'm trying to like write a book one day maybe.
Right.
And so I kind of have some people in there that talk about these things, and somebody was saying like they think that major book publishers should be worried about this because with someone like Taylor publishing this book on her own, I think it's like $40 for this massive coffee table book that would otherwise with any other big publication be like $150.
Right.
And so she's cutting costs. She's doing it herself. She's showing that it'll be successful and everything on her own. She's doing it for the fans, obviously.
Yeah.
And they were saying like big book publishers should be scared of this in case there are other people that start doing these kind of things. And they kind of cut out the middleman of the book publisher. I have two thoughts on it. One, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely monumental that she's doing it herself. But also, two, I don't think anybody else could self-publish and be as successful with a book like this other than Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that this is she's an anomaly. Like, she's the exception to the rule all the time.
Lane, I don't see a world where, like, and also she is such a hard worker, and I don't want to like say like celebrities are like lazy, but like, the publisher does majority of the work for you,
sure.
I feel like. So, like, you don't have to worry about, like, all the intricate details and stuff if you are someone that's coming out with, like, a memoir or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't see a world where, like, book publishers don't exist. Like,
of course not.
Yeah,
no. Like they still have to exist. It's more that like these big
famous people.
Like, honestly, I'll say this. Like if Vogue does a lot of coffee table books, and I'm pretty sure they use a publisher. Like, of course they use Condé Nast. But if they were to just like separate from all that and do their own thing and like make money as like an independent magazine, they could do that. They wouldn't need the publisher.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
that's true.
It kind of the publishing companies are important, especially for people that are trying to get involved in it. But I think that like there's a lot that goes into it that Taylor is proving doesn't need to happen. So like say Beyonce wants to come out with a book, she could do it on her own.
Yeah.
And that's another cash cow that other publishers won't get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I think that there are people
honestly,
that
I don't have any issue with that, because if publishers are going to try to fucking rip us off like they usually do. And like the music industry always tries to rip off artists. Like I feel like this is a step in the right direction of like actually justifying prices and
for sure
and quality of the goods and stuff, you know.
I also think the tone of it, her doing another thing on her own, it's very clear that she keeps everything close to the vest these
days.
She isn't so trusting of other people with her projects anymore. And I respect the shit out of it, and I also think it makes me a little sad, but I also think it's just smart business.
Yeah,
like, I think that she's doing what she needs to do.
Like,
she's been
everything
burned in the
gets
past.
Leaked these days. Like, it's not everything even Taylor, like literally everything gets leaked.
The leaks, yes. I didn't think about the leak part of it. I was thinking more of like getting ripped off with money and
that too,
taking
for
her taking her like the copyrights and being able to like mass produce on your own,
right,
and having ownership of images. Like, I bet all the images that are in that book that is coming out, not the book next to me, the Eras Tour book, you know, she owns those images and they'll be shared and to a certain extent, and she maybe had to buy a lot of them from like Getty and whatever.
Yeah.
But usually if a book publisher publishes a book, they then have the right to like use the stuff that they helped you publish in other things. So they can like, you know, use it for online articles. They can use it for whatever. And it's just a lot more like chances to kind of use something for clout without having to pay for it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's just what these, you know, with these bigger companies, you know, not only book publishing people, but movie people, or, you know, UMG, Universal, like these big music record labels too, like do the same thing. Like they take a little bit and then they run a mile, and that's just kind of what it is. But I think that she is so cognizant of that now that she doesn't ever let it happen again. Which is interesting. But how exciting.
Very exciting.
I'm so pumped up for Anthology on Vinyl.
Oh my God.
Also additionally, 4 acoustic tracks are going to be on it.
And
what do we think? I don't think they're going to be Eras Tour track. Like,
I don't know.
Do
I'm confused by that acoustic. I think maybe it's like live. Is it not? Does that not mean like live?
Acoustic just means like just like on her guitar.
Oh,
or
so
just on a
didn't
piano.
She come out with some acoustic versions of songs though, like on those CDs?
Yes, but I think that they were no.
She did.
Were they? I always thought they were live. Like from the Eras Tour. Like the ones that I bought. Like I have My Boy Only Breaks Favorite Toys from Paris. Like that's live from Paris. You know. And same with, I have another one that I bought from Stockholm.
Yeah, Tortured Poets Department Acoustic. Oh, wait, no. Oops, sorry. TGBD CD Acoustic Version. No. I don't know. I thought that
when she was releasing those.
Guilty of Sin Acoustic Version, yeah.
But doesn't that mean, doesn't that mean from
Fresh
the
Out the Slammer Acoustic. I don't think it's from the Eras Tour.
Because when she was doing that, when she was like, remember everybody was like, she's blocking everybody. She like released the acoustic, but it was from the live acoustic version, like from, you know what? Let me look at my receipt.
Yeah. Like I'm pretty sure it's not.
Paris Taylor
acoustic.
Swift.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's just.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Fucking Fresh Out the Slammer is so fucking good. But yeah, no.
Great.
So maybe it's those acoustic versions that she released on CD.
Got it. Okay. You know? So then I assume Fresh Out the Slammer will be on one. It'll probably be ones
that
she's already
done. Guilty
of Sin,
if so, because that was another one that was on here.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and regardless, love.
Love. No, so excited.
Very
can't wait.
Excited.
Literally, we've been waiting for an anthology forever, I feel like. Also, I was watching a commercial yesterday during Dancing with the Stars, and the commercial was for the book and the anthology. And in the commercial, I texted you about this. They said a never before seen performance is featured in the book.
That is so crazy, which means Reputation, Taylor's version.
People on Twitter were
saying. This upcoming Friday, the first show back in Florida. Duh.
I'm confused by like what they mean
by that. No, what
does that mean? Like, because
that
people on Twitter were saying it means like a never before seen, like maybe it's like a surprise song. Like no one, I don't know exactly what.
Featuring a never before seen performance in a book to me says that there will be pictures and commentary on a performance that we haven't seen yet. So there must be something special that's coming before November 29th when this book comes out, which is Black Friday, by the way, Target exclusive only, and you can't pre-order it, which is tough. So I don't know what we're going to do. I might have to burn down a Target.
No,
to get my hands on it.
We're going to be fighting for our lives.
We're going to be fighting for our lives. I'm going to be in New Jersey at that time.
Someone tweeted, "What does a never before seen performance mean?" And someone responded, "It means she'll jump out of the book with the surprise song piano and play the Cassandra X Mad Woman mashup."
That's amazing. Yeah. Oh my God, you know what would be so crazy?
What people were saying. They think that it means never before seen performance photos.
That's what I just said. Okay. That's why. So I think that they're between now and November 29th, when this book comes out, there will be a special performance that we have not seen yet that will be featured in that book, which doesn't make a lot of sense, because how are they going to print it that fast?
Yeah.
Unless it happens literally this Friday, Reputation Taylor's version announcement. Like, I mean, it's... Gee, all signs are pointing to something's coming out, and then they're going to get those books on the fucking presses Saturday morning.
Yeah, like something, I don't know.
I'm telling you. Something.
I don't know. Something.
Something kind of meta that I think is something I think about all the time. When I worked at the New Yorker, we did this. They had special covers every once in a while that were like sponsored by big companies. Mm. And at one week, it was like a 2 week cover. It was our technology issue, and it was sponsored by Qualcomm, which is a technology company. And we did an AR cover, which I think AR is the augmented reality, which I think is the most interesting.
What's the difference with AR and AI?
AR is where you can look at something through an app or a screen, and it looks like it's popping up out of your shit.
Oh, okay.
People, you know, AR is like when you put on those glasses, they have VR. Yeah. But then, like, AR would be the Apple
goggles.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know how people were like, you can watch the Eras Tour on that and feel like you're literally on the stage? Yeah. Like, that's augmented reality AR.
Okay.
So, and this is just me. I'm always thinking about AR. I feel like it's underutilized. Have you seen a lot of the, sometimes in New York City, they'll have pop-ups. Oh, a perfect example of this. Sorry. I love AR. Remember when Taylor was going to Paris, and if you looked at the Eiffel Tower through all the beads went on top, the bracelets?
Yeah.
Same with Big Ben. That's AR.
Okay.
So my thoughts are maybe she'll have a little code, because you can access it through like a code, like a QR code. So maybe there'll be like a code in the book, and then you can watch it through your thing, and it'll literally put Taylor in your living room. Like that joke was but she could maybe literally be there and be singing like a never before seen performance, and it's, they say I did something bad, Reputation's version out tomorrow.
That would be
actually
crazy.
Reputation's version out December 1st, that's Kelly's birthday, right? And that's important to her. And that's why it's coming out November 29th, because 2 days later is my birthday, and that's a Sunday, and that's the start of December, and her birthday's in December.
Well, yeah, there you go.
The record itself will be out, you know, December 13th.
I love New that Year's idea. Day. That would be sick.
That's just me spitballing.
No, I
just more ideas for Taylor to have. Like,
yeah, no.
Take as many as you want, girl.
If you need
you want, whatever you need, we are here for you. But yeah, so that's an out there idea as to what that could mean. But I think more realistically, it's that between now and when this book comes out, there will be another performance that they'll be able to slide in at the last second, a couple of pages into whatever, into the binding. Because that's also a thing, too. Like, you can print, like, it's 2 months. That's enough time for them to take pictures of something and slide more into a book.
I wonder if they'll add or include pictures of Travis on stage in the
book. Absolutely. Yeah. They have to.
It was such an iconic moment.
So iconic. And he's so, like, even at this point, I don't think, you know, God forbid something happens and they break up one day and whatever. Those moments were still so special.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even if it turns out, and he's still, like, he could become the biggest monster in the world, and it's still like, but that was a different time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just was, they were so, everything was so great and so wonderful. Yeah, and I just don't anticipate him ever looking like a monster in any capacity.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, after fucking the Yankees game, like, they just look
so in love. They're so in love,
God.
And it's just so sweet.
It's really so sweet.
So, yeah.
Like, I couldn't with those pictures,
I know. Amazing. So, yeah, so that's, I think we have something exciting to look forward to on both of these things.
Yeah.
Interesting that she, and I don't know, Gia, if you're catching what I'm putting down. Ooh. But I walked in here today and, like, you didn't say anything and you didn't notice, but I have had my clown nose on all day. Like, I don't know if you know. And you can tell by the crazy look in my eyes.
I didn't know you were full clown now.
You can tell by the crazy look in my eyes. And I've been radicalized by Twitter
in
the last 24 hours.
I'm not gonna bring you back down to earth.
I'm not gonna get my hopes up too high, but yeah. I can't ignore the signs.
And I don't
want to
crush your dreams.
Exactly, but I can't ignore the signs, G. Yeah. Why is she announcing this on like a Tuesday before the show? Some say it's exactly 6 days before, you know, before Friday, and it's like, I don't even know if the math adds up there, but people were saying it online and I believe them blindly. Mm. And and then on top of all this, we can talk right about the Victoria's Secret fashion show where Taylor's best friend Gigi Hadid went on there, entered the stage in a very Eras Tour way.
She did the Oh Hi.
Which was adorable. She looked great.
So cute.
Fantastic. But then on her way out, was sucked back into the stage and did the Reputation farewell.
Yeah,
like did the whole thing.
She said she practiced with Taylor, like while she
sick.
Was like
sick to my stomach.
Doing a like a practice performance on stage. So Taylor like showed her some moves.
It's incredible.
Yeah, so funny. So like I don't know. Yeah, so Reputation.
That's all I'm saying, G. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
And I understand that nobody. If you want to opt out of this clown. You, Gia, as a person, and all the listeners of Taylor Watch, if you want to opt out of this one, be my guest. Mm. But I've been radicalized.
Okay.
Gigi Hadid waving at me like a Reputation snake radicalized me. And that's that.
I think I have to be the, just keep my head on my shoulders for this one.
You can be the adult in the room for this one.
Yeah. I'm ready for you to tell me that you were right. Like I'm
I would
ready
love
for
it.
You to like scream in my face. Like,
I would love
I
it.
It.
I wouldn't even. Yeah, I wouldn't even yell at you.
No,
I would
no,
be
not
so,
yeah.
I would
I
be
mean,
so
like
happy.
Excited
would,
screaming.
Of course,
yeah, yeah.
I would be so happy. I'd be so excited. Like imagine if like all of it was leading up to this.
Yeah.
Like because you know
I'm
it's
just not
time.
Trying to get my hopes up too much.
No, of course not. And we're not getting our hopes up because you know what? It's well, nobody clowned harder than the last night of the London show. I think that was like. Our boots on the ground, Charles, said that it was like the wind got sucked out of the room. Like it was, people got too excited. People were too online about it and whatever, which is something that we never want to do or have you feel, or you never want to feel disappointed at the show because it's so fantastic, so wonderful. All I'm saying is just, you know,
you have a funny
I'm just
feeling.
Excited for a renaissance. Yeah. I have a funny feeling, but I've had funny feelings before and I've been dead wrong. So we shall see.
We shall see.
We shall see. But yes, Gigi was looking fabulous at the show.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
It was really good. I actually really liked it.
I wanted to watch the whole thing.
It was
thing,
too
and then
short,
I
thought. Like, it was only like an hour, not even.
It's usually pretty short.
Yeah. But it felt.
Or used to be.
Like, it felt so short.
Oh, weird.
But I don't know. The outfits were amazing. The girls looked, the women looked fabulous.
They looked gorgeous.
Oh, my
Cher
God.
Cher was great. Tyla. Oh, my God.
Tyla looked amazing.
Lisa? Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, Lisa's a baddie.
I love Lisa.
I didn't.
Love.
I know. I like that one song.
I want to play that song.
So, can you teach me Japanese? I say hi. Yes.
I love
so
it.
Good.
Ooh,
love.
Woo.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that song on right as soon as we get out of here. I'm so excited for the concert. It's like all hitting me right now as we're recording this. I'm tearing up a little bit.
And when the commercial came on the TV, the commercial starts with "It's been a long time coming," and I was like,
I'm feeling really overwhelmed and like in this moment.
I can't believe we're gonna hear
I'm just
that again.
So excited. No, I really can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
I want to watch. I think I'm gonna watch the Eras Tour tonight or on the plane.
Oh my God, imagine on the plane. I don't
know
if I can do it on
just
the plane.
Just to get me a little hyped up. Just to get the blood rushing a little bit.
Should we pregame with it, obviously?
Please, can you remind me?
Yes.
And I'll really try to remind. I'm going to put it out on my on my table now that I realize.
Yeah.
My friendship bracelets. I can't forget them. I
oh
forgot them
God.
For Paris.
I don't want to
really
forget mine either.
And I don't want to forget mine. Yeah.
And you know what? I have to make us a couple as well. A couple new ones for Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. We should.
I have so many beads. I have
many
beads.
Cool.
So I'll make some tonight.
Maybe we can make some on like Thursday night too.
That's wonderful.
Or Friday.
I'll bring it all with me.
Yeah.
I'll bring it
with
you.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Perfect. Wait. I'm going to start.
We should make like some Taylor Watch bracelets to hand out.
100%.
Yeah. That would be a good idea.
Yes. Yeah. God, you're smart. All right. Let's go.
But yeah. I forgot mine for Paris and I was so disappointed. So I really want to remember. I've saved all of mine. So I really want to rewear them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I've saved all mine as well.
Yeah, perfect.
And the ones that people have given me.
Oh, yeah,
Wait a minute. I am going to set an alarm. 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. You know how you can like name your alarms?
Oh, yeah,
name
name
it. I'll
bracelets.
Say Taylor. No, friendship bracelets, I'll say. Friendship bracelets because I also need to remember them. Okay, cool, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm excited. That's gonna be fantastic.
Yes, so excited. Oh my God.
Yay! So yeah, okay. So Gigi's looking fly. Everyone's looking great at the thing. No Sabrina at the. Would have thought that Sabrina would have been a performer at the Victoria's Secret fashion show for sure.
She's on tour though.
True, but isn't it?
It's in New York.
No. But isn't her tour? I thought she finished her. I thought she finished it for now.
No, Gracie just finished
Gracie finished hers.
She's going back on the Eras tour.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. And we're going to see her. We're totally see her. We're going to see her. So exciting. Yeah.
And they came out with like a special collab sweatshirt.
Yeah,
which is I need that. Like, going to
be so
I need
cute.
That. Like,
yeah,
I need
it. It's very you. I love it.
I mean, if anyone fits that brand,
that's what
it's
I'm
Sabrina
saying.
For
her
sure.
Her whole thing is her like whole lingerie, lingerie cutesy, cute, yeah, like yeah. whatever. So I thought she would have performed a little something, something for a night. But
I think she's. I'm pretty sure she's still very much touring right now
in the
U.S.
She is definitely touring, but for some reason I thought I saw a tweet being like Sabrina's. You know, maybe it was Chapel Roan. Let me see.
They
Sabrina
played a lot of Chapel Roan.
Yeah, they did. I saw they played Feminine Nonon and also and, Super Ultra Graphic
Modern
Girl or whatever.
Super Ultra Graphic Modern. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, no, she's in Nashville. Oh, no, yeah. She's not even close to being done. I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
I think I don't know why.
You're probably getting Gracie and
I think I am. I think
confused.
I am.
Yeah.
Regardless, she's in Nashville. Nashville, St. Louis, Raleigh. Go, girl.
She's
go
slaying.
Girl.
Slaying.
Love it.
Did you? She had another mishap the other day with the Juno thing. She, like, calls people out in the crowd. Remember I told you it was her friends?
Yeah, yeah.
She did it again, yeah. And it was like one of her like old backup dancers or something. But there was a little girl next to her, and the little girl thought that Sabrina was talking to her.
No.
So Sabrina, like the whole thing is like you're like making my clothes like want to come off. Like,
oh
all this
no!
Stuff.
Oh no!
And the girl's name was like Penny, and she's like. Oh, Penny, like, you're so cute. Like, you're so sweet. Like, my clothes are...
No,
she handled it very
damn
well.
It. Okay, good,
but,
good,
like,
good.
Yeah, because the
she's
poor little...
She's good on
the
fly.
Yeah, yeah. And the poor little girl, like, what are you supposed to do in that situation?
No,
the little girl
right.
thought that she was talking to her, and she's and then she hands them the handcuffs.
Wait, that is
she
fucking
hands
hilarious.
Them the handcuffs. She's like, you guys can handcuff to each other.
Poor Sabrina. She's just trying to have a little sexy show and all these little girlies.
Yeah,
coming
you can't. There's nothing you could do. About
nothing
that.
You can do.
Yeah, you can't tell the little girl like, "Hey, sorry, I wasn't talking to you."
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I wasn't talking to you, babe.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah these handcuffs enough for you.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Oh my god. I mean, yeah, that's silly and cute. And what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
and again,
exactly.
like I think it's cute that obviously like these young girls are fans and whatever. I just don't think. And I'm not a mother, so I don't know. I just don't think I would bring like a young kid to a concert like that. Not because of the whatever. I just think it's like such a chaotic environment that I'd be so nervous as like a mother. Like I'd just be too nervous. But people are not.
I was talking
about
nervous. It with, I think Clem was asking because his daughter's a huge Olivia Rodrigo fan.
Right, right, right.
So she also loves Sabrina.
She's a little older now though, right?
Yeah, she like, said she's nine, almost turning
10. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that
I,
is different to me, I think.
I'm
talking about like six. I think
yeah,
six
no,
is
no,
like
no.
too young.
I said to Clem, I think a good starting age. I saw Miley Cyrus at 13.
Yes, I saw Hilary Duff. I saw Hilary Duff at like I think I was 13
was
or
like,
14.
That's like when Miley was like in her pole dancing phase.
Yeah, honestly,
stuff.
That's
and
a,
I was
that's
like
a,
so young that I like didn't even like
you're like
know what pole dancing is.
Right,
you know,
you're
like I just thought
she
was dancing on an ice cream stand.
Absolutely,
so, yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like no worries at all.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think anything under like. 10
yeah
he's like pushing it a little bit especially with Sabrina's show like it's a little
it's a sexy show
sexy,
it's
yeah.
like and she's a and she's is a sexy singer like
yeah
she,
yeah
her lyrics are sexy like she sings about you know she's complex like she obviously looks like Polly Pocket but that doesn't mean that she's Polly Pocket
yeah
you know
yeah
what I mean like and I feel like people get that mixed up a little bit
yeah
but very funny love
yeah
that.
Yeah the, yeah that was a funny clip
fantastic.
Another clip I saw was of Travis.
Yes.
On his
debut.
Congrats
to Travis. Oh my God. Also, it's like you guys listen to this on a Thursday, but yesterday was Travis Kelce
like, literally
Day.
Literally Travis Day with New Heights, Grotesquery, and Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity debut.
Yes. Three episodes now out on Amazon Prime for Travis. And the clip that we watched, the same clip. He's crushing it.
Crushing.
Steve Harvey, watch the fuck out. Because
no,
he was channeling Steve Harvey, you know,
really good
Family Feud,
yeah.
like that kind of energy.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Like tongue in cheek, funny. He's so good with like being natural on stage. Doesn't feel like he's memorized any lines or anything.
Yes.
But yeah, no, there was like a funny part where they choose Ocho Cinco to come up on stage and Ocho Cinco gives Travis a huge hug and then like contestant like just randomly gives Travis a huge hug.
That was so funny.
And he handled it super well. He was like, a lot of hugging go around, okay? Like whatever. But
he's like, I'm getting roughed around up here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He so really commanded the stage very well. And yes. Props to him, because I feel like he has a really good future career in this, in hosting.
It was truly eye-opening. Obviously, we all love Travis, know he's a charismatic guy. Mm. I think it takes a totally different skill set to be able to calmly host a show
like
that.
Totally.
Especially like
a
when
game
he,
show?
Right, a game show with real people. Yeah. Like, it's not like it's all, you know, it's like actors and actresses or famous people or anything. It's like it's real people. It's going to go live. It's the first time he's ever really done anything like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's passing with flying colors. Yeah. And I think that he brings a fun energy to it. And it's fantastic. I think the panel of celebrities is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a really just, like, fun show. Family-friendly show, I would say.
I love a good trivia show.
A good trivia show.
Family
yeah,
Feud.
Too.
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Mm-hmm. Love a Jeopardy.
Love a Jeopardy. A Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune.
What's the...
I'm not a big Wheel of Fortune person, actually.
We always would watch Wheel of Fortune right before The Bachelor came on.
Yeah.
So it was like our, you know...
I really like Celebrity Jeopardy because it's easier. Mm-hmm.
Of course. I like when they do I like when they do Harry Potter questions on Jeopardy. Sometimes they do that, which is super fun. That reminds me about our homework. But before we get into our homework, is there anything else that we were chit-chatting about? Them on New Heights. They had Pat McAfee on. Can I say one thing about Pat McAfee?
Sure.
I'm not really a fan.
Neither am I.
And I know that that's controversial. Swifties love him. And he has done nothing but nice things and said nothing but nice things about him the whole time. And we like a guy that that isn't afraid of all that. Mm. But
he's a little obnoxious.
We know him. I think he used to work for Barstool briefly, Pat McAfee. And he had like a Barstool wing out in the Midwest. And he's just a little... He's just not my personal cup of tea.
No, same with me.
So, but we do love the love. And
we appreciate the support.
Travis and Jason seem to enjoy him as well.
Yeah, they love him, I think.
Yeah, they had him on the show. He said nice things. He said it was doing him dating Taylor is doing good things for the sport and all that, which we appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciate all that. And that's all I have
and
to say on that.
Jason was giving him shit for wearing that Jack Moose shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the horse one, Travis.
People on it. He's like, Jason's like, no, that's a horse. That's a girl getting bent over. Like, she's sitting on top.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, that's an excuse for you to wear a shirt with horses and people fucking on
it or something like that.
Yeah. Like, he was
very funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I, full circle, obviously, last week when Jason was asking, like, Travis, do you have any plans, whatever? He's like, I do, and I'm sure we'll talk about it when we get to the pod next week. So, you know, it did not disappoint.
Nope.
They talked about it a lot. And Travis was talking about how he was nervous. He's like, yeah, we're just going to this game trying to have a good time. But, like, I'm really rooting for the Guardians, and I was stressed out.
Yeah,
so that
was,
like, kind of a funny thing. So, something that Gigi said as well, the Tuesday night is when the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show was on. And Gigi was asked by one of the, maybe the E! People or somebody, being like, are Taylor and Travis going to show up? And then she was like, I think if they have one more night together before he has to go back, whatever, they're probably going to get cozy on the couch. But I feel in my heart that they're supporting. So I loved that she kind of replied like that. I think that we're finally getting to a place where, yes, everyone's constantly asking about them all the time and what they're doing and where they are and whatever. But we kind of respect an answer like that. Like, they're probably just chilling, hanging out, whatever, no big deal. Like, they're starting to become a little more human again, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Casual.
I wonder if the tour coming back up will change that again.
Yeah.
If the frenzy will get back up. But I love that, like, I think we're entering a territory where it feels a little more safe and people are being a little less crazy. And I would love for that trend to keep going.
Yeah, me too.
The crazy people were getting out of control.
Did you also see, very randomly, but did you also see that she was asked if Bradley Cooper was coming? And she was like, no, he's on dad duty.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Wait a minute. Andrea texted me this. Mm. Arena Shake was there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
God.
I didn't even put two and two together.
Neither
at first,
did
she walked down the runway, and I was like, wait, this is so awkward.
I know.
She was asked if Bradley Cooper's coming tonight. She said, no, he's on dad duty, and the mom, because the mother of the
because
children
the mom
is
here.
Also walking in the same show
because the
you.
Moms are working?
Yeah.
Literally the same show, one after the other?
Mom and the mom who stepped up.
So he's watching all the mom and the mom and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like all the
kids.
So
like his kids are probably
his kids and her kids.
There's Gigi. There's girlfriend. There's mommy. Oh,
I'm sure. Like,
I'm
so,
sure
so Andrea
very,
was like,
very,
she was
yeah.
like, do you think that Gigi and Arena spoke? And I was like, I guarantee. I was like, holy shit, I didn't even think about that. But then I also was like, of course. Because
yeah, I feel like it's
Gigi.
Has to be cordial.
It's so different when people have kids. Because if. And I bet they knew each other before that. Like, I
probably
bet Arena
model,
and Gigi,
modeling
world.
World
is,
yeah.
But I bet that they know each other and they know, you know, they know everything that's going on because when you have kids, you don't just like bring around people around your kids without mother or father of your kids, like at least knowing them, talking to them, something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that that they've like maybe had conversations at the very least just like, hey, make sure you don't, you know.
Yeah, there's like a maturity aspect that you have to have. 100%. Yeah,
100%. So, yeah, I thought that was scandalous.
I know. I was like,
woo!
there's an elephant in the room.
Is Serena dating anybody new? Wasn't she dating Leo for 5 minutes? Or was that
Or no, she was connected to Tom Brady, I think.
That's
actually.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
She looked fucking good.
Banging.
Gosh, she was serving
absolutely banging. She's
stunning.
You know
who looked insane?
Who?
Candace Swanepoel.
Candace Swanepoel is not human. Like, she is the most
stunning
bitch I've ever seen.
My jaw hit the floor. Her
she's
body?
Made like chiseled from stone. Like,
oh,
it's insane.
My God.
So did Doutzen Kraus. She's a little bit of an older model. She's like Adriana Lima.
I don't know if I know her.
I'm trying to think
adjacent?
Of adjacent? No. What's the generation?
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, what? What's it called when you're like, the class.
Okay.
Same class as Adriana Lima, Alessandra Ambrosio,
who's
also there looking beautiful.
Yeah.
Adriana Lima hasn't aged a fucking day in 25 years.
Neither has Alessandra.
It's
crazy. Kate Moss looked insane.
Insane. Tyra closed the show.
Yeah.
Tyra.
Love Tyra.
Tyra's Tyra. You know what I mean?
Like,
Tyra's
Love
Tyra.
Love her, hater.
And she'll always be Tyra.
Yeah.
And she'll always be Tyra. Doesn't matter when, where, how, she will always be Tyra.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cool to see her.
I thought she had a great walk.
No, she had a great walk. She had a great walk. And she's just like a character in herself.
Yeah.
I kind of wish, I would have maybe liked Adriana to close the show. Mm. I feel like she's more of the
iconic angel.
Yeah.
But Tyra
is iconic in her own way.
In my blog, I did like top 10 iconic moments from fashion show.
Beautiful.
And Tyra actually was the first model on the VS fashion show to wear wings.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she,
I did know that.
And then ipso facto came Victoria's Secret Angel.
She also, so. I know that from America's Next Top Model. She told that story like every other day.
Yeah.
I also believe that she was the first like quote unquote plus size model to
because
she was never actually plus size.
Right.
She was always talking about her struggle because she had a big boobs and everybody and so that was that for Tyra. But no, I have always and will forever be a Tyra stan.
Yeah, me too.
She's ingrained in my brain. America's Next Top Model, like,
I was rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than the we were all rooting
for
you speech. That hair too she has in that.
So good.
How it goes. Oh,
yeah.
She's a star is what it is.
She's a
star. So it was good to see her. Good to see everybody, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that they really showed up and showed out.
Yeah.
Cher sounded great. Like we talked about it before already.
She was lip singing.
She was definitely lip singing, yeah. But like, but she had a couple. Her mic was on.
Yeah.
But she had a couple
love Cher.
Just a little bit of that love Cher. But she's got her hot young boyfriend.
I know.
He's that like 25-year-old.
My God,
she's dating.
His name is something like
her.
Something random.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Good for her. And he really seems to like her though. Like whenever they're interviewed, he's like, "I'm just so blessed to be around her." I'm like, "You're so sweet."
We stand Cher.
We majorly stand Cher.
My aunt is a huge Cher stan. So
yes.
I've just always.
She's the greatest of all time, Cher.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pop icon.
Of all time. Speaking of Cher, you got to watch Moonlight. Moonlight is a great Cher Nicolas Cage movie. Old movie.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
I was thinking of Moonlight, the one that came out that won Oscar, you know.
No. Maybe
or
Moon
they
River?
Thought No, it's called Moonlight.
No. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about myself with the Cher movie.
Oh.
Cher movies. But actually, Moonlight is not the one I wanted to talk about. I don't know why that came into my head.
Moonstruck is
the movie, by the way.
Okay.
Sorry. Apologies to Cher and to Nicolas Cage. But the real movie I wanted to talk about was The Witches of Eastwick, which is, spooky season. Cher, Susan Sarandon, and Michelle Pfeiffer, and Jack Nicholson.
Love.
Jack Nicholson is, like, the devil, and the other three are witches. But they're, like, ordinary people. They don't, like, totally, you know, it's fantastic, like late 80s, early 90s, like witch Halloween movie.
Ooh, love.
Sexy movie.
Love.
So good.
I'll have to watch.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all that.
That's about that on that. One last thing just to touch on very quickly.
Oh.
Pat Mahomes in an interview.
Yes.
Said that his daughter Sterling and Taylor bake together a lot.
Yeah,
I'll read the full quote. He said,
"So cute.
She's made different treats like muffins and donuts and stuff like that. Sterling's a big baker as well, so they make stuff together sometimes. She's as good as everyone's talked about. She's as great as it comes to baking." So that's very nice to say.
It's excellent. I think number one, we need to make our chai cookies next week.
Yeah, we need to make the chai cookies.
It's chai cookie season, number one. Number two, I think that this is one of the cutest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
The thought of Taylor just like cute, like being cute, cooking with like a little girl. Is, like,
yeah,
the
it's very cute.
All time. Three, baking is so fucking hard. If you're not a baker, like I
am. Because you got to get like the yeast right and like the dough.
I am maybe the worst baker in the world. Like I am an excellent cook. Mm. And I can say that about myself with full confidence. I'm an excellent cook. I love cooking. It calms me down. Like I love making dinner. I love making snacks for people.
Yeah.
I love doing that. Baking is, I'm sweating.
It's science, literally science.
And it's not my bag.
Yeah.
I am so bad at it. My problem is, like, I am really good at following directions, so I can follow the directions, but I'm a little too literal, I think, with the directions sometimes, where I don't, like, I just don't see things in the same way. Like, did I ever tell a story on here about how I tried to make chocolate chip cookies, and I read the back of, like, the Toll House chocolate chip thing, where it gives you the recipe, and it says 1 3/4 cups of flour, and I read it as, like, 1 3/4 cup, not 1 3/4 cup of flour.
I would have read it that same way.
That's the way that I like that,
yeah.
Kind of, that's like how I interpret those things.
Yeah.
Like I need to, like, I just don't look at it the right way.
So bad at math. So like anything with a quarter cup, 3/4 cup, like whatever. I don't know.
It's just not great.
Why can't I just like pour
just
in,
sprinkle
a little,
it in,
you know?
Yeah, sprinkle
like,
it in. Until,
when you
until
cook,
it looks
you
good.
Can just put a little olive oil, a little salt.
Do a little bit of this.
It. Yeah.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that to taste. Also, putting it in the oven, nearly impossible to not burn it.
Yeah.
When I went to, I think I talked about, we talked maybe
so
on
NYC
office.
Ovens are, have the mind of their own.
I have a fucking electric oven. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Awful. And that's one bad thing about my apartment. I love my apartment. I have an electric oven, though, so that's a nightmare. But
yeah.
I made pumpkin spice snickerdoodle cookies for Rhea's house a couple weeks ago when we did family dinner, and I burned 18 out of the 24. So I really only brought over like 5 cookies.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I brought some apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's as like a backup. And I was like, I knew I was gonna burn
pumpkin
these. I do like a pumpkin JoJo, but they're a little thick for me. Like I can only really eat one pumpkin JoJo.
I like the yogurt covered pumpkin JoJos.
Those are fucking delicious.
Fire,
you know what else
fire.
Is really good? The yogurt covered pumpkin mini pretzels.
Ooh,
they're
I
like,
need to try those.
They're out of control. It's like absolutely out of control. They're
you know
so
what I'm
good.
Thinking?
Everything at Trader
if
Joe's.
If you
is good.
Maybe want to get some tips about baking, maybe Taylor Swift Publications one day will come out with a cookbook.
Wouldn't that be something?
A baking cookbook.
You know, and if anybody can teach me how to bake correctly, it's Taylor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's somebody who I trust, and I bet that she'd be really funny about everything, too. Like,
oh,
I bet
totally.
She'd be like, don't worry. If you burn it, you burn it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Care. Like,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
She'd make it less intimidating.
I would love a little baking 101.
A little baking
like
video.
A YouTube video or something.
Ooh.
Yeah. Selena Gomez had like a little cooking show.
She did,
for a
and I
bit.
Loved it. I
yeah,
loved it. I
yeah.
thought it was a really cute little video. Selena, by the way, she's doing great right now.
Crushing it.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah. She had that
I feel
new
like I've
movie.
Talked shit.
Come
I've talked
out.
A lot of shit about her in the past, and I'm happy for her now.
she seems like she's finding her path. She just had that movie come out. Apparently
Oscar
it's
buzz.
Not really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently it's really bad.
I thought they were saying Oscar buzz for her performance.
Oh, maybe.
But who knows?
I don't know. I haven't
she
seen it.
She got some
it.
Award. Greta Gerwig presented her with something at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh,
I
love.
I saw a picture of Greta presenting her with something.
Good for
There's
her.
A commotion going on outside.
Oh, it's probably something stupid. Should we move on to our homework?
Yes. Hold on. We're
Something happened?
It's a little bit of a delay.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. It was, yes, but it was... It already happened. We already lived it in real time.
Oh.
I was just getting texts about it, thinking it was like there was new stuff happening right now. There's not. There may be outside, but I don't know. Anyway, yes, so let's get into our homework. Back to Harry Potter.
If you guys don't remember last week's episode.
I was going to try to put that into like a Taylor Swift song, but I couldn't. I froze. Let's see.
I don't know.
We got there.
Yeah.
Cardigan.
But last week we got a question from a listener asking us to put a song, Taylor Swift song, for each Harry Potter character. Mm-hmm. And on Monday we forgot.
Yep.
So we have it for today.
Yay!
I think we covered all of the characters for the most part.
I think so
too. I have added Ginny.
I have a Ginny as well. We each added a couple. We did the big ones, and then we each added a couple.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go down the list of whoever.
Yeah.
And then we'll each say our thoughts. Would you like to go first? Or would you like me to go first?
So my first one is Harry.
Yes.
And I have actually four for Harry because I couldn't decide.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Tell us.
I have the prophecy. Obviously.
Love that, Gia. Yeah. Great one.
The archer.
Good one.
This is me trying.
Yep.
And long story short.
Wow.
It's like, long story short, I survived.
That's great, Gia. Those are really good.
Thanks.
Those are really good.
Thanks.
I love those. The prophecy? How did I not think of the prophecy?
I know.
That's insane. To be fair, I only started like doubling up as I was like, I had to stop doing this because I started like thinking too much about
like
doubling up on everything and it got too crazy.
I only have a few doubles.
But I had to, but I wish I did more now. Mm. But anyway, regardless. For Harry, I'd simply put Mirrorball.
I was thinking Mirrorball too. That's a good one. Really good one too.
I just feel like he's always on a tightrope.
Shining just for you. Doing the best that he can.
He never does anything for himself. Mm-hmm. He does it for everybody else. So that's that.
And then Ron.
Yeah.
I put, it's nice to have a friend.
Oh, that's a sweet one.
Yeah.
I put Betty because Ron is James.
Okay, that's true. Yep. Yes.
Ron is so James.
Yeah, like, he is. Yeah, yeah. With Lavender.
He's singing it with Lavender. He's singing it. With Betty, he's singing a Hermione.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
In my mind.
I also have The Outside for Ron. A little
that's
debut
a good
track.
One.
Yeah.
Because
I just feel
one.
Like he's always like, he's never like the main guy, you know? He's always looking at everyone else.
He's always
he's
on the
like,
outside.
When is it going to be my turn? You
absolutely.
Know?
That's a good one. That's a really good one, too.
Hermione, mm-hmm. I have Bejeweled. Because when she looks all hot for the dance with Victor Crumb.
Yes. That's a really good one.
And the man.
Love that. Yeah. Oh my God, love that. Okay. For Hermione, I have Cardigan because I went right into the Cardigan to me is Betty.
Yeah.
And I feel like Hermione, while she was so focused on, you know, everything going on in their lives and she was always the one that everybody had to look to, she had this like longing for people to see her as mm-hmm. herself, and I feel like that's kind of a Cardigan vibe.
Totally.
And also, obviously, she wanted Ron to fucking, you know, get his head out of his ass and get his shit together. Okay.
Voldemort.
Oh.
I did something bad.
So do I.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Of course.
It's just too on the
it's
nose.
It's too good. Yeah. It's too good. She's the best.
Snape, I have Back to December.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I have two for Snape.
Okay.
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Because of Lily, obviously. Yeah, yeah. And then I have Antihero.
Okay. That's a really good one
because
too.
Because Snape is like,
yes,
you know,
he's
the
anti-hero.
Ultimate antihero
totally.
In the entire thing.
Totally.
So yeah. Loved.
Yeah. Similar vibes
it
with Back
to
December.
It made me like tear up a little bit thinking about antihero from Snape's perspective. Mm, like it made me tear up a little bit. I get so sentimental about these characters. I just love them.
Okay. So then Dumbledore is who I have next. And I have two for this one too. Haunted.
Good one.
And Mastermind.
I have Mastermind. Yeah. That's a good one. He's so Mastermind.
Yeah.
He did
none
it
of it was accidental.
None of it was accidental. Yeah. Not from the second that boy opened his eyes was any of it accidental. Yeah. So, no.
Okay. Next, I have Dobby.
Okay.
And then I have, for Dobby, I have Happiness.
Cute.
And Holy Ground.
Oh, my God.
I
Holy
know.
Ground.
Yeah, I feel like Holy Ground is
that's
really
a really good,
good
one for Dobby.
Yeah.
I have, for Dobby, It's Nice to Have a Friend.
Yeah, that's a
that
good
was
one for Dobby, too.
I just thought it would be sweet because it's like, that's all Dobby ever wanted were friends.
A friend,
and he found that, and obviously in the crew, and I just think that he's just, he was just such a pure soul.
Yeah, pure soul.
You know, rest in
R.I.P.,
peace, Dobby.
Literally.
Rest in peace. Wow.
McGonagall.
Yeah.
I have Mad Woman.
Love that. Yeah. Love Mad Woman. I have the man for McGonagall.
Love.
Because I think that she was the real bitch in charge. You
totally.
Know what I mean? Like she was just the pinnacle. She's the smartest.
The most
she's
the respected.
Best, the most respected.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And I feel like it was always like people totally respected her. Like I think that she definitely did get respect. But I think that whenever she like tells stories or flashes back to like older times, I feel like that she had that energy of like.
Yeah, totally.
She should have been the headmaster.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Yeah.
I agree. Then I have Bellatrix, and for that I have No Body, No Crime.
Ooh, good one. That's a really good one. Yeah. I have for her Better Than Revenge.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
I just think that she loves that.
Yeah.
Loves that
Draco is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Love that. Yeah. That's a really good one. I have You're on Your Own, Kid.
Oh, that's a good one
too. Which also made me
kind
of cry. Yeah. Like the perspective of Draco singing You're on Your Own, Kid, because he really was.
Yeah,
he was on his own.
Like,
you know what though? Kind of works out for Harry as well. You're on your own, kid.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Well,
they have such like parallels.
They totally do. Yeah. In another world, I feel like they would have been friends. Draco was raised by such assholes.
Literally,
if he wasn't, like, they would totally be friends.
And that's why I picked Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, because it's kind of like, you think all of these preconceived notions about me, so it's like, why don't I just be that? You know,
absolutely.
Like, he was kind of born into thrusted into this Death Eater lifestyle, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which, like, and it felt probably for him that this is the way of the world. Like, this is what I have to do. Yeah. This is what my family expects of me. Like, I have to do this. And then, of course, it got to the point where it was like, I have to do this or Voldemort's going to kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And then for Hagrid, I have I Know Places.
That's a really good one for Hagrid, especially with his tall lady bay. 100%. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Madame Maxime?
Yeah,
of course. Oh my God, that's so funny. Hagrid really is just a romantic guy.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
My choice for Hagrid, kind of not in the romantic vein, but in the same vein of like he's just a big softie, is The Best Day.
Aww.
I just feel like he was kind of like, I know, right?
Well, he's like a dad figure
to Harry. Like,
yeah.
You know, with the lines where it's like, you know, when you're 13 and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's just, Hagrid is always there for Harry.
Been there for him.
He's always his confidant. His, like, I always think, like, yeah, another father figure, whatever, but very much like older brother vibes.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, Hagrid is
like
such
someone to lean on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's always there for him and always will be.
And then Luna Lovegood, I have. Do you have Luna?
Oh, I don't have Luna, but I can think of one for her quick.
I have, I Hate It Here.
I love that.
For her.
I love that. And I have, wait. No. Okay, I'll wait till we get there for that.
But I was also thinking The Lakes could be for Luna.
No, The
too.
Lakes could 100% be for Luna. And now I want that.
Yeah,
I want The Lakes for Luna. I think that's a really, really good one. Mm-hmm. Love that. Okay, you go next.
Then I have Sirius. Do you have Sirius?
I do. I'll say that first. For Sirius, I have I Hate It Here. And then I also have Fresh Out the Slammer.
Oh!
As a double.
Okay, duh. Fresh Out the Slammer is really good, but I was going to say The Black Dog.
Oh, duh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about it. All I was thinking about was
Fresh Out the Slammer is really good.
Fresh Out the Slammer, and then I Hate It Here, him like him having to disassociate in the jail, in Azkaban, whatever.
Then Ginny, I have Sparks Fly.
Good one.
Because, like, hit me with those green eyes, baby,
when the lights go down.
I feel like...
That is so good with the green eyes line.
Harry has green eyes.
Thinking about Harry having green eyes like that. That's so good. I have Ginny as well. But actually, I have a Ginny-Harry mashup.
Ooh.
It would be like their songs together,
Love.
I would imagine.
Okay.
Ivy being one of them.
Yeah.
More so sung from Harry's perspective about Ginny.
Okay.
Because he's so closed off. And like, Ginny like brings it out of him, you know?
Right.
And then also from Harry to Ginny, Peace.
Oh.
That's literally why they broke up.
I was thinking about Peace too.
You know?
For Harry as
well. Which is sweet.
I feel like all of folklore is so Harry.
So Harry. Yeah. Like it's beyond.
And then my last one, Cedric Diggory.
Oh yeah. But is this our shared?
Oh, I have a different one
for this one.
This is Guilty as Sin.
Yes.
Because Lost in the Hedge Maze, What a Way to Die.
Yes.
You get also, like, it fits with Cho Chang,
That's so good.
One slip and fall and back into the hedge maze. What a way to die. It's crazy.
That's so good.
Yep.
I have for Cedric, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were bigger than the whole sky. You were more than just a short life. Lifetime?
I don't know.
I've got enough to fuck. I will never gonna be what could have been, would have been, what should have been you. The Triwizard Tournament champion.
Literally.
Oh, man. Damn. Cedric, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
All right. I had a couple others.
Okay.
I think we went through all the ones I had. I had Out of the Woods for Professor Lupin.
Oh, yeah.
The werewolf who got lost in the woods.
Love.
And then I also had, keeping with my my Betty, James, August, I had August for Lavender Brown.
Right.
Shout out
sense.
To Lavender Brown, who did get the short end of the stick with Ron. He led her on.
She's very
and,
August.
She's very August.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like an astrology girly.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
she
yeah,
was,
yeah.
You know, I have, and she died. I just remember she got attacked by Fenrir Greyback, the fucking werewolf.
Oh shit!
Left bloody on the floor,
and she
sorry
died.
For the spoiler.
And that's why she's August.
And that's why she's August,
because she died.
Because she died. I just like the image of her being dead just flashed into
right,
my head.
Right, right. I forgot that.
No,
she
there's
dies.
A time where she in the Battle
book?
Of Hogwarts. Mm,
yeah.
No, no, no. She dies.
Oh, second to last book.
She dies. Actually, I think in. In this, no. She does die in the seventh book.
Okay.
If I'm talking books, she fights. You know, there's a discrepancy here because there is a battle inside Hogwarts in the sixth book, but they don't show it in the movie.
Okay,
so people don't know about it.
Okay.
And then like the official battle of Hogwarts was like when the school fought back. Or
right,
whatever.
Right.
But in the sixth book. When Dumbledore is on top, sorry y'all. I'm just let me get this out. I just gotta talk. When Dumbledore's on top of the astronomy tower and Draco's gonna kill him, and then all the Death Eaters come up there, and then they all like they kill him off the thing. Snape sends him off. They all come running out. As they're running out of the castle from the top of the astronomy tower, there's a battle going on because they let in a bunch of Death Eaters through that vanishing cabinet that Draco was fixing, and people were fighting in the hallways. Like it was like a kind of a pre-fight.
Okay,
but then once Bellatrix and everybody in Snape is running through being like, Dumbledore's dead, let's get the fuck out of here. Then they all just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
And in that time is when Bill Weasley, Ron's eldest brother, who they don't even mention him until so far in the movies, he gets attacked by Fenrir Greyback as well and isn't a werewolf and is luckily spared, but does have gruesome scratches on his face, and he of course gets married to Fleur Delacour, the beauty queen, who was also in the Triwizard Tournament. And Molly Weasley kept being like, "You're not good enough for my son. You're not good enough for my son." And then kept acting after Bill got mauled. Kept acting like Fleur was gonna ditch him because he was ugly now or whatever.
Oh.
And Fleur like snapped back at her and was like, "I love him then, and I love him now."
Yeah.
And then Molly Weasley respected her for that,
and then
she became part of the family.
Hell
it was
yeah.
a whole thing.
Love that.
And that's that. That's why the books are better.
Yeah, the books are so much better.
They're just so good.
It's
They're so,
so much
good.
Better. There's just so many details that they leave out.
I know. It's just fantastic.
I need to reread the
book.
That
was such a fun thing. And
fun.
Thank you so much to, I forget the name of the girl that submitted that, but thank you so much for submitting it.
Yes.
Because I had a lot of fun with that. I could have gone for 7 more hours. Maybe I'll extend it. Maybe on the plane I'll write a big blog with like more characters.
Ooh,
and stuff. And
that'd
get
be
really,
nice.
Really in depth. And I'll put yours as well.
Love.
In it. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for that. And now, should we get into...
Let's jump into voicemails and DMs.
Yes.
Perf. Okay.
Hey, y'all. It's Kylie, resident Florida Taylor Swiftie. Love it over here.
Woo!
What's up, just Kylie? Wanted to give you guys some insight onto Miami because I've been here my entire life.
Love it. Thank you.
There's really... So wholeheartedly, there's nothing around Hard Rock Stadium, like absolutely nothing, just like a bunch of homes, maybe some like fast food places, just so you know while you're going.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever been.
No.
Also, if it says it's going to rain, it probably is going to rain. Florida's unpredictable with rain and stuff, so it might not rain for long, but it definitely probably is going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 80% now, so
that's
just great. Also, it's going to be humid, so... Put your hair up. It's gonna be sticky and hot. It's always hot over there.
Yep.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just wanted to give you guys some insight. Y'all will have so much fun.
Yay.
Bring ice packs or like cool pad water thingies because those are lifesavers over there. Anyway, love y'all.
Interesting.
I know.
Idea.
I wonder if
Smart.
It's gonna be that.
So I just looked at the weather, and right now it's saying Friday, saying windy.
Okay.
And low of 72, high of 81. But then again, you have to remember the humidity is always
The humidity is crazy down
lot.
There. Yeah,
like right now it's saying that it's 83 in Miami and it feels like 83, so it's pretty temperate. 68% humidity, that's a lot.
Mm.
And so you know that's something to keep in mind. I think as much as I hate the idea of putting my hair up, just because I don't like my ears. Yeah. I think I'll definitely have to put my hair up. You gotta do what you gotta do. It's unruly. Otherwise, we're gonna be jumping around dancing. Oh my fucking god! By the way,
what,
you guys? Wait until you see. I don't even want to spoil because I want to wait till for people to see. We got our tickets. Our seats
are phenomenal.
You're gonna lose your shit when you see where we're sitting. Oh my fucking!
They're very good.
God. Oh my god. Oh my god. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to be jumping around. We're going to be having a good time. And so it's probably going to be a hair up kind of
thing. Yeah, totally. Even if it's like fucking cold out, I still put my hair up. Yeah, like, it just gets.
And it's
going to
be warm
gross.
In that place.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just going to be so exciting. Yeah. Everything's going to be great. But thank you so much, Kylie, for that insider info.
Thank
because
you.
I have never been to that stadium.
And
I
good
don't
to
know
there's no like food or anything around
right.
there.
I wonder if I'm sure the stadium itself has like.
Food, you know,
isn't
like
it? Food,
yeah,
yeah, like
totally, totally, totally.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's like
so we'll have to work
that would
that
be
out.
Crazy. If
that
we
would
did
be
it.
So nuts. Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't be.
Okay, so this is for you clown.
Oh.
Hey, Kelly and Gia, this is Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
So what are we thinking about this whole Reputation drop if she's releasing the anthology in November? Like, don't get me wrong, I have been like dying for the anthology on vinyl, and I think it looks beautiful. I love the four different colors, and the book looks awesome, but this has also kind of crushed my hopes of maybe Reputation being announced in Miami, or really at all on the tour, because why would she want to do that to her TTPDD anthology sales? She is a capitalist queen. So, I don't know. Is all hope lost yet again? Is she trying to throw us off the fence? Is the one new outfit for the last leg of the tour going to finally be Reputation? Or is it just going to fall to pieces on the stage? Ooh, what if she had a new one underneath it and it dramatically tore to shreds? And underneath it with her new Reputation outfit. That's pretty cool. Anyway, I digress. What are we thinking about our chances for a rep drop anytime soon? I don't know why we keep doing this to ourselves by clowning, but, you know, that's what we do. Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. I'm clowning. My nose is on.
Yeah.
My nose is on.
I don't know if a November drop would change the
time. I don't think so either. But
anything?
Here's the thing is, I think that I don't think that would change the drop. I think that as many people that were going to ever buy the anthology vinyl as they would have before are going to buy it. I don't think that this is going to be like, I'm not sure we're going to get the same kind of outrage that everybody had initially when it was like, she's putting in all these variants and all this bullshit or whatever. Like, we've obviously all been waiting for this.
Yeah,
like, this
yeah.
is a thing that's just been like, it's just the second part of her album
yeah.
that was a surprise that we now want. And it's Black Friday weekend, and it's, you know, right? Because the anthology stuff
was Black
like
Friday
same day as the book, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, whatever. Like, that's fine. The clowning that I'm clowning for is an announcement. I'm
right.
not clowning for a drop. I'm not, although, like we said, Shawn Mendes and Joe Jonas... they got some insider info and they don't want their numbers. Yeah, God forbid their numbers don't go up high enough, Joe Jonas. The fuck? And so, I mean, like, okay, Joe, like, really?
Like, no one cares.
No one cares. But, like, I am truly wondering. But here's another thing, too. I just thought of it. How would Joe know? Maybe Sophie. Anyway, I think very much it would be more an announcement than it would be anything else. Mm. And I think that... right now is kind of prime for like, let's make the announcement and it'll come out in 2 months and it'll come out like on her birthday or on New Year's Day or, you know what I mean? Like, I think that we're kind of in that range where even if she's announcing something, it could still like be exciting through the end of the tour. Do I think that debut or Reputation at this point will come out while on the tour? No.
I don't.
I think we're officially past. I said we're past the September 13th.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
there's only one Friday the 13th happening.
Yeah.
And,
it's December.
And it's December. So, yeah. So
also,
that's
and
it's her birthday.
Yeah. And I just don't think that'll affect her sales, honestly.
I don't think so either.
I think if anything, maybe it would just bring them up because now there's just so many eyes with both of these things coming out. But
exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Definitely something to think about, though.
Definitely something to think about.
Okay. Last one.
Hi, ladies. My name is Sarah, a longtime listener, first time caller.
Yay.
I was just listening to your episode where you were talking about Travis's new look and how 90s it is with like the middle part and the mustache and the cargo shorts and everything. And it got me thinking about how Travis has like his own eras, the way he changes his look like this, which is a very Taylor thing to do.
Totally. Spot on.
But then I realized Taylor's new look right now for this new era with all of the plaid.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's talking about it being like a 90s grunge kind of thing.
They are.
What if Travis is just in on it for the new era with Taylor? Mm-hmm. He's going all in to be her hot 90s boyfriend for her 90s inspired new era. What do you think? I'm dying to know. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Love you. And honestly, love that.
We also got of a similar DM.
Ooh.
Someone said, "Hi, girls. It's Jen from Detroit. Love the podcast. I'm listening to episode 90 and you guys hilariously sang the new banger plaid. LMAO, but so since I'm more convinced Rep TV is not coming in 2024 and TTPD is still going, am I the only clown out here thinking Taylor is hinting at a So High School music video? The plaid at the VMAs and her and Trav's recent 90s, early 2000s vibe is screaming Clueless to me, which in my head connects to So High School with the grungy guitar sounds of the song. Am I the only one? Probably. Anyways, love you guys."
Honestly, so now that she said that,
I feel like
she's
Sarah
not the only one.
And Jen are onto something.
Sarah
here.
And Jen have got their thinking caps on because I have not thought about a So High School music video, and we should have been though because Sabrina Carpenter set the tone and said, "Put your boyfriend in your music video.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?" And
imagine.
So I would, I would die.
So High School has been
if Taylor put Travis
been
in
playing
video.
On radio stations recently. Like people
yes,
think
has.
That it's like a unannounced third single.
That's what they were saying that over in Europe too, weren't they? Like
yeah.
in Germany or something. They were like her newest single, latest single, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Like and people were saying that shit. I would love that. I think that it's hard to tell if Taylor is like hinting at stuff with her outfits right now and if Travis is in on it or whatever, because unfortunately for us as Swifties who are trying to decode these things, the 90s grunge look is very trendy right now in fashion.
Yeah.
Like it just happens to be popular at the moment.
Mm.
So it's hard to tell, like, is this a costume or is she just like these clothes?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, as someone the same age, like some of the other trends that are happening right now, it's just like they're too young.
Mm.
Like I wouldn't wear like Brat summer, Brat outfits, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit young for me.
Yeah.
Although I did try to dip my toes, but I felt a little old wearing some of the like skimpier stuff.
Right.
And also like the super low rise pants and jeans and skirts. Like that's not for me.
Yeah.
But the stuff like Taylor's wearing and the plaids and the like academia.
Yeah, yeah,
but in
yeah.
like a sexy way.
Yeah.
Like that's a great vibe for someone like my age and her age and works for Travis and is also on trend. So I kind of wonder like, is she just liking what she's liking?
I know. It's just like,
and just has a cool stylist.
It's just so interesting to just really hone in on plaid. Like,
I know. It's
you know,
it's
like
certainly intentional at this point. There's four or five outfits where she's
wearing
plaid.
Yeah, like it can't not be intentional at this point because like, of course it's fall. Everyone wears plaid. Like people just like plaid. It's a great pattern.
Yeah.
But never in my life have I been like, oh, I'm like really into plaid right now. I'm going to wear plaid every single fucking time I go out for the next five outfits. You know what I
like,
mean?
Absolutely like, not. And also too, it's like, We see the plaid, we hear the plaid, we see the colors, and we're just thinking like, oh my god, it's a constant oh my god.
Yeah.
Like it's not a right, like you said, you don't just wake up one day and say I'm gonna wear plaid. Like I would like to throw away all my clothes
and
wear plaid.
Like, I'm exclusive plaid.
I'm gonna change my name to Plaid Swift.
Taylor
and that's
Plaid Swift.
Taylor Plaid Swift. Allison's on the back burner. Plaid is at the forefront, and it's just you know that's how these things go when plaid is concerned. And I don't know if our girl's brain is stamped with plaid at this point because it's all she's thinking of. But yeah, that's kind of like if you're planning stuff out, and you like things like that. If you're a stylist, it's like, girl, you just wore plaid to the show over here.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing plaid over here? Like, switch it up, do something a little bit different. So you're curious as to why it's going on, and I just can't see a world where I'm sorry. This is what I was trying to say the whole time, and I was like going around in circles talking about plaid. What if I told you none of this was accidental?
Mm.
She's telling us these things are not accidental. Like when we see five plaid outfits in a row, it's not an accident.
Yeah.
So what's going on, girl?
I don't know.
Are we gonna find out this Friday?
Let's fucking pray, literally.
So high school. So there's a lot of things happening on Friday. We've got Reputation TV dropping.
Mm.
We've got a Reputation TV announcement. We've got a plaid plaid single dropping.
Plaid single
featuring you
featuring
and me.
Us.
Yeah, featuring the girls of Taylor Watch. We've got
so
a So High
School
music
video.
We've got Travis in the middle
outfit.
Part. New rep outfit. Yeah. Travis in the middle part again on the stage.
Travis
again.
On stage.
Travis on stage.
Florence
again.
On stage.
Florence on stage. Jack Antonoff on stage singing Getaway Car, mash up with Maroon potentially.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Similar to my
Gracie
first night
Abrams.
At MetLife. MetLife Night One when I was there.
Similar to something I've already experienced.
Yeah.
You bitch.
I know. Wait, okay, what surprise songs? I know we talked about it the other day, but I'm fully still manifesting the lakes. I posted my Instagram story and I tagged her in it yesterday just being like, hey girl, I really love this song. Just letting you know. Haha, see you Friday. Haha.
I don't know what is on my brain, but I really feel like
treacherous right?
I don't know
it?
Why.
I gotta listen to it a few more times.
I also have really been listening to So It Goes on Reputation.
I saw you listen to So It Goes is so
in
good.
All the pieces. Jesus fall
right into place. Get caught up in the moment.
Caught up.
Lipstick on your face. So it goes. I'm yours to keep,
baby.
To keep, and I'm yours to lose. You know I'm not a bad girl, but I'd do bad things with you. So it goes.
Yeah, so like.
So good.
Scritches I could maybe that's
on your back now. So it goes. That is a Taylor. I would like to make a playlist of sexy Taylor Swift songs, and So It Goes is on the top
totally,
of that list.
Totally.
Like people forget about what a sexy song
oh,
that is.
So
ooh.
Good, such an underrated song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just have a feeling one of them is gonna be like a lovey-dovey song because she's just so cuddled up, Cutie McGee with her
yes.
man.
Yes,
that I just feel like she has love in her heart and that she wants to. Profess to the world.
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm thinking treacherous, because like this love is treacherous,
and
but
I'm with
I like
you.
It.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
you know
I
why?
Know.
I, you know, I was listening to the lakes again last night, and I was like, this could totally fit. Because and so could I hate it here. By the way,
Miami has lakes.
Number one, Miami has lakes. We all know that. No, Miami's famous Lake for their
Miami.
Lakes. Miami is famous for their lakes, and we all know that. But no, the line in hold on, let me think of the line. I just had it in my head. Burrowed under my skin, heart stops seeing waves of hurt. No. It's the part where, a red rose grew up from the ice frozen ground with
no
one
around
to tweet
it.
And I feel like there's been a lot of Twitter discourse happening the last couple weeks. Also, like, taping to the lakes, all the poets went to die. I don't belong, my beloved, neither do you. Let's just kind of get the fuck out
right.
of here and be with ourselves. Same with I Hate It Here, same vibe.
Yeah.
But I do think that. And she likes to mash those two up.
Yeah.
So I would be so grateful.
Oh my God, I need to hear in the lakes mashup. I would die.
On the piano?
I really want the Bolter too.
The Bolter is so good.
I know.
There's
so
many things
There's
I want.
There's so many, yeah.
We won't
anything,
be disappointed
honestly.
For anything. Watch, we're going to get My Boy Breaks His Favorite Toys. Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. We're going to get Getaway Car Maroon, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, and Welcome to New York.
Yeah, mashup and Welcome to New York. Fuck, I'll literally kill myself, literally. No, anything she gives us, we will
obviously
love.
No.
I can fix it.
No. Oh. What's the other one? Not Out of the Woods. The vault track.
Oh, I Can See You? Or
No.
Is It Over Now?
Yes.
Mashed
is
Up with Out of the Woods.
Yeah. Mashed Up with Out of the Woods. That's what we're going to get.
Yep.
And you're on your own kid as well.
She has to do something new, I feel
I
like.
Would be, yeah, she has to do something new.
Yeah.
I would actually be so fine with You're on Your Own Kid, though, because I've never,
no,
we've never,
I've never
to
heard
see
it. No, yeah,
we've
yeah,
never
I would
had to
love
see it.
To get
I'd
your
be
own,
so
your own
happy
I still
about
haven't
it.
Even seen Maroon. So.
I'd be happy with Maroon
or
as well.
Or Getaway Car, so I'm
I'd be happy with all
that.
Of it.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with anything.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
What up, Kelly and Gia? This is Male Swiftie Austin,
ooh,
and I
Austin.
Need some advice.
Ooh.
I'm a new listener to the pod, and I really dig your positive vibes on everything Taylor.
Oh my God, thanks, Austin.
My wife and I are going to the upcoming New Orleans Taylor shows next weekend, and I'm so stoked. I've been to many concerts and festivals over the years, but I know this will be entirely different. So he has a bunch of questions for us that we
oh, great.
Should answer.
Ooh.
What can I do for the wife to surprise her either in the week before the show, day aww. Before the show, or just pre-show that she, as a massive Swiftie, would appreciate and make it more memorable for her?
Oh my
is
God,
his
that's
first question.
So cute.
Second question is, we have really good VIP area seats. Humble brag.
Let's go.
But is there anything you could recommend that would enhance our experience even more? And then he said, my favorite record is Folklore, so should my fit reflect this? If so, send suggestions. Sorry for the long message, but I value your opinions immensely. Cheers.
That is, first of all, Austin, you are so cute.
So sweet.
So thoughtful.
Very thoughtful of you
your,
to even
your
ask.
Wife's a lucky lady,
yeah.
and you're a lucky man to have her.
Yeah.
And anybody that's Swiftie in your life, you know, kiss it up to God, because that's a good shit. But one, the first question of him, things he can do in the week leading up.
Pre-show, day before the show. I was thinking friendship bracelets, obviously, would be so fun to make together.
To get some, make some together. It's like a fun little task. It'll obviously be funny if you're like trying to do it, fumbling, whatever. Yeah. Definitely make a couple of bracelets together. Maybe super like fun. You can get that on Amazon. Yeah. Friendship bracelet making kit. Easy as fuck.
Maybe like the day before, just like get like a little bottle of champagne for dinner or something. Like, so exciting.
Talking about maybe I would say like watch the Eras Tour, but I don't want people to watch the Eras Tour before they go see the Eras Tour, because I don't want it to take away from the Eras Tour if it's like the first time they're going, you know?
Yeah.
Especially VIP
but
section.
I think that's a good idea, honestly. Like it champagne and watch the Eras Tour the night before just to get hype for it.
Yeah, it could be. People aren't like us though sometimes, G. Like they don't, you know, if they want to watch it the night before and then they go the next day, they might be fatigued. Mm. I get worried about those things.
Right, that's true.
But it's an idea. An idea. If you are not someone who...
Or maybe just a little T-Swift listening party or something.
Absolutely,
you know?
Listening party at the very least.
While
so
you guys
are
making
favorites.
Your friendship bracelets.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that.
I'm trying to think.
Also, maybe like a fun little, did they say where they live? They're going to NOLA.
They're going to New Orleans. I wonder like if you guys are driving, you guys can like decorate the car. Like right. You can decorate the car like
something cute.
Something cute. You can maybe get like her a little like matching something.
Yeah, maybe like
with
matching
your guys' outfits.
Matching cups for the car or something. Yeah. Like something. Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as his outfit goes,
he's a folklore
king. We love that. Yeah. I think absolutely. Have
if
your
you're bald,
like that.
You should bedazzle your head. And
bedazzle
be a
your head up. Be a mirror ball. Yeah. Or you could wear a cardigan. You might be hot. I don't know what the weather's gonna be like.
New Orleans
but you could totally wear a cardigan. And or you could just do
maybe
anything
like a little like a silver button down shirt,
absolutely,
or like silver pants,
obsessed.
Yeah, I feel like you could either do like silver sunglasses,
definitely,
like something chill,
something chill. Also, ask your wife if what she's wearing,
and try to coordinate,
and ask her what can I wear to complement your look.
Right,
because sometimes you know if she's got one thing. It would be funny if you are like a complimentary object
True.
Or
like
something.
Like she could be Betty and you could be James.
Totally.
You could wear like shirts that say like Betty and James.
And be
or
like,
something.
Hello, my name is, I showed up at your party.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah,
James.
Exactly. That's a good Duh. Idea. And then,
what was the third?
Is there anything you could recommend that would enhance our experience anymore?
Ooh, that is just like, just enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. Take your time.
Don't worry about like, recording a million photos and videos.
Yeah.
Like, I know I get sucked into this all the time where I'm there and I want to record videos and stuff. Everyone around you, it will be recording on their phones the entire time.
Yeah.
And that's maybe the thing I hate the most about concerts in general is that nobody wants to live in the moment anymore. But I'm also guilty of it because I feel when I see everybody's phones go up, I feel like I need to put my phone up.
Yeah,
like, it's almost like a contagious thing. Like when everybody yawns, you yawn. You know? That's kind of how I feel with the phone. And I think that especially the opening, like all of that, you can find videos of the Eras Tour. You can literally watch Eras Tour on TV. Mm-hmm. Like you don't need to record all of it on your phone. Maybe special moments, surprise songs if you want, whatever.
Also,
or
you
record
could
record your wife.
Record your wife. Yeah.
Record
that
your
would
wife,
be
she'll
really
love that.
Nice. She'll love that.
She'll love that for sure. And just because it's a fun thing to look back on. And if you are, like, maybe it's like narcissistic to say, but sometimes when you watch videos of yourself enjoying a moment, you can like feel that moment.
Yeah,
again,
yeah,
and it's
totally.
It's just like, oh my God, I love this. So she'll think that's sweet.
Also.
But definitely like experience the opening full and free, like just let it
just like
let
take
it
a deep
over
breath
you.
Before you get in there. Mm-hmm. Relax, like don't feel like you have to rush to get merch or get food or whatever.
Yes.
Like take your time, get there early, like settle in. Mm-hmm. Find your seat, like figure everything out.
It's a good atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a good atmosphere.
Everyone is really nice and cool.
Yeah.
And everyone stays pretty chill.
Yeah,
I would
say.
Like, no, there's not like a stampede or
no, because these are seats
crazy.
Too, so like it'll be so much easier.
Yeah.
Way less hubbub. And I will say, like, the lines seem very intimidating as you're going in. Like, there's a second line that you have to get into for the floor seats.
Mm-hmm.
It goes by really fast. It's the line to get, like, the wristbands for the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, like, we thought we were fucked when we went to the floor. And, like, we were like, oh, shit, like, this line is so long. But it goes by really quick. And,
yeah,
just keep that in mind because you're going to probably have to, if you get there when doors open, there'll probably be a line to get in and then there'll probably be another line to get onto the floor.
Yep.
But everything moves very, pretty much seamlessly. So
it is a well-oiled machine, especially at this point.
Yeah.
Especially at this point.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of, totally going back to our topic part of things, that tweet that you saw about the Eras Tour stuff being sent back over
all the production equipment.
From the production equipment. Let's see. Let me read it real quick. It's the customs and freight info for the Eras Tour, and it is 1,697,440 pounds, taking up around 20,000 square feet worth of containers on a 964-foot cargo vessel.
Yeah.
And that's how it came over.
Yep.
And you said $15 million
worth of stuff.
Yeah.
That travels.
There it is. $15,398,920 U.S. dollars, inclusive of freight and insurance.
Crazy.
Which is so wild. And that's the machinery, the equipment, the sound recorders, reproducers, television image, parts and accessories, primary cells, batteries, just
like everything.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Like everything that it does is like what it is. And so I just
shout
think
out
that,
to those people, because that's a crazy fucking thing to
crazy thing
know how to do, know how to transport, know how to set up. Like the fact that that boat goes from Europe to the U.S. and then all of a sudden it's in Miami. Like what? It makes no sense.
Yes, exactly. It's nuts. So so just huge, huge thanks.
Yeah.
I guess to all the people,
all the peeps,
who make that
all the
happen,
production
and
peeps,
who make it work seamlessly and make it perfect for all of us.
Yeah.
And it'll be perfect for Swifty Austin and his wife.
Yes.
And for everybody else that's heading to the tours this upcoming weekend and the weeks to come. The next time you see us, we'll be changed women,
guys.
Of course. Changed yet again.
I'm so excited.
And keep your eyes peeled for our vlog. It'll probably come out in a couple weeks, or like a week or two.
Yeah.
And then our recap, we'll do a full recap.
On Monday for
on
sure.
On Monday for
sure.
Yeah. Which is going to be tremendous. So
I am so excited, guys. We love you so
Miami,
much.
If you see us in Miami, please come say hi.
Yes.
We'll be around. We're going to try to make as many little bracelets as we can.
Yeah.
We'll probably each make like five and then give up. But like, it's, you know, they'll be exclusive. Exclusive.
Ooh.
Taylor Watch.
Love.
Friendship bracelets.
Maybe we'll sign a few.
Yeah. Imagine that's with Sharpies writing on the glass beads.
That's
bracelet,
hilarious.
I'll just make a Taylor Swift bracelet that just says Kelly on it. Here you go. Here's my signature. Embarrassing.
Don't sell this on eBay.
Yeah, don't sell this on eBay. Yeah, it was inside my apartment.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. Too funny.
Yeah, but I am just over the moon excited. It's going to be the best time ever.
Yay.
So slay.
Perfect. So we will see you guys next week. We love you so much. Thank you so much to everybody who called in or wrote in or had thoughts. Thank you again for that that Harry Potter idea. That was so fun.
Yeah,
and,
seriously.
We'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.